In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. We look at the Acts of the Apostles, the Acts of the Holy Spirit, and we look at the 14th chapter of Acts, and we look at the 44th verse. The next Sabbath day, that was Saturday, the whole city came together to hear the word of God. What a congregation. The whole city came to hear the word of God. But when the Jews saw the multitudes, they were filled with envy and spoke against those things which were spoken by Paul, contradicting and blaspheming. And what did Paul preach? The cross, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus. And these Jewish people are filled with envy and they contradict Paul. Then Paul and Barnabas waxed bold and said, "It was necessary that the word of God should first have been spoken to you." The word of God is to the Jew first. "Seeing you put it far from you and judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life, so now we turn to the Gentiles." Why? Because the Jews wanted no part of the gospel. "For so hath the Lord commanded us, saying, I have set thee to a light of the Gentiles, that you should be the salvation to the ends of the earth." And when the Gentiles heard this, they were so glad, and they glorified the word of the Lord. And as many as were ordained to eternal life believed. What did they believe? They believed that Jesus was the Son of the Eternal Father. They believed that he died on the cross for their sins. They believed that he rose from the dead. They believed. And they received the Holy Spirit, I'm sure. Well, Paul wouldn't go away from them until they got the Spirit of God. And the word of the Lord was published throughout the region. But the Jews stood up, devout and honorable women, imagine women, and the chief men of the city, and raised persecution against Paul and Barnabas, and expelled them out of their coasts. Let's see how Paul and Barnabas and the disciples react. Persecution, expelled out of their coasts. "But they shook off the dust from their feet against them, and they came to Iconium, and the disciples were filled with joy and the Holy Spirit." Why? Because they were persecuted for the sake of Jesus and for the name of Jesus. The disciples were filled with joy and the Holy Spirit. It happened that way in the fourth chapter of the Acts of the Apostles, when Paul and John and Peter were told never to speak in the name of Jesus again. And they continued to speak, and they said, "Whether we listen to you or to God, there is no choice. We're going to listen to God." And they called down the Spirit of God in the fourth chapter, and the place shook, if you remember. "And it came to pass in Iconium that they were both together in the synagogue of the Jews." You see, they always go to the synagogue first, because salvation is to the Jew first. "And so spoke that a great multitude, both of Jews and also of Greeks, believed." Ah, something different. "But the unbelieving Jews stirred up the Gentiles and made their minds evil affected against the brethren. Long time therefore abode they, speaking boldly in the Lord, which gave testimony unto the word of his grace, and granted signs and wonders to be done by their hands." You see, to teach as Jesus teaches is not only with words, but with signs and wonders that are done by the hands of the apostles and by the hands of believers. Yesterday we heard Jesus say in the gospel, "If you believe in me, you will do the same works that I do, and greater still if you believe in me. So I asked the congregation, do you believe in Jesus? And their hands went up. I said, well, show me the works you're doing. Are you doing signs and wonders? Not a sound. I had a couple that raised their hand. But you see, if you believe in Jesus, he says you would be doing the same works I did, plus greater works than mine, because I go to the Father. And you know, who's going to be speaking about that, that there'd be signs and wonders that are done through ordinary people? Ordinary people, not only the clergy. Well, most clergy have no idea that God wants them to do signs and wonders, and they have no idea. But yet it is to all believers, believers that Jesus is the Messiah, believers that he died on the cross for us, believers that he was buried and rose from the dead. Signs and wonders follow. And Jesus said it, if you believe in me, you'll be doing the same works I did, and greater still, because I go to the Father. The multitude of the city was divided, and part held with the Jews and part held with apostles. I tell you, the devil is a liar. He always wants to set up factions. And when there was an assault made both of the Gentiles and of the Jews with the rulers to use them despitefully and to stone them, they were of it, and they heard of it, and fled to Lystra and Derbe, cities of Lycaonia, and unto the region that lies round about, and there they preached the gospel. What else are you going to do? Oh, they're going to preach the gospel. They're going to preach that Jesus Christ is Lord. They're going to preach that he died on the cross for their sins, that he was the lamb that was slain. They're going to preach that he was buried and rose from the dead, and that they would receive the Holy Spirit if they believed. And there sat a certain man at Lystra, impotent in his feet, crippled, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who never had walked. So at Lystra, they find this man who is a cripple, just like John and Peter found the cripple by the beautiful gate. The same heard Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding him and perceiving that he had faith to be healed, that this man had faith to be healed. Paul saw this, that this man had faith. He was not only a cripple, he was listening to the word of God, and the word of God, faith comes by hearing the word of God. And said with a loud voice, Paul said with a loud voice, stand up right on your feet and begin to walk. And then the people saw what Paul had done. They lifted up their voices, saying in speech of Lycaonia, the gods have come down to us in the likeness of men. First they want to kill them, and now they're proclaiming them as gods. And they called Barnabas Jupiter and Paul Mercurius, because he was the chief speaker. Then the priest of Jupiter, which was before their city, brought oxen and garlands into the gates and would have done sacrifice with the people. Don't you see? This is real. People are fickle. People are so fickle. First of all, they want to stone Paul and Barnabas. And now that this man is healed, they think Paul and Barnabas did it. And Paul's going to preach who did it. It was done by Jesus Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit. And listen, what did they do when they were going to offer sacrifices? It says, when the apostles Barnabas and Paul heard that they were going to offer sacrifices, they rent or tore their clothes and ran in among the people, crying out, sirs, why do you do these things? We are just men like you, with like passions. We preach unto you that you should turn from your vanities, from those false gods, unto the living God, which made heaven and earth and the sea and all the things that are therein. In times past suffered all nations to walk in their own ways. Nevertheless, he left not himself without witness, and he did good and gave us rain from heaven and fruitful seasons, filling our hearts with food and gladness. And with these things and sayings, scarce restrained the people that they had not done sacrifice unto them. And there came thither certain Jews from Antioch and Iconium, who persuaded the people, and having stoned Paul, drew him out of the city, supposing he had been dead. Howbeit the disciples stood round about, rose up, and came into the city. And the next day he departed, and Barnabas to Derbe. So you see, they stone Paul, throw him outside the city. And what happens? You know, they stone him, left for dead. Then the believers came, made a circle around him, and the power of God came upon him, and he was filled again and living very much alive, filled with the Holy Spirit, and where they go to Derbe next to preach the gospel. And when they had preached the gospel to that city and had taught many, they returned again to Lystra and to Iconium and Antioch, confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, that we must go through many tribulations as we enter the kingdom of God. Jesus told us, I have overcome. In the world you will have tribulation, but no, I have overcome the world. And when they had ordained them elders in every church and had prayed with fasting, they commended them to the Lord on whom they believed. So we see Paul finds the men that are worthy to become leaders and to continue in the faith of the Lord Jesus. I tell you, that's what priests are supposed to do. Priests are supposed to continue the teaching of Jesus with signs and wonders and just, what do we call it? We call it holy orders. Ordering the holy, allowing people to find the gifts that they have so that they will do the works of God. Jesus said, if you believe in me, you will do the same things I did, plus greater than these, because I go to the Father. This has been lost. Every Christian doesn't believe that they are called to do signs and wonders. That's why we get filled with the Holy Spirit. That's why the great baptism of the Holy Spirit is for everybody. When people tell me, I was told by a Spanish man that the Life in the Spirit of seminars were going on, and I asked how many candidates. He said 45. I said, isn't that wonderful? 45 people will be prayed with to be filled with the Holy Spirit, and God gives you that beautiful gift so that you can give it to others, and you can pray for the sick, and you can see people healed by the power of God. And you know, it's not just something that happens and it's just another experience in my life. The Holy Spirit comes so that you might be witnesses of Jesus Christ and do the works of Jesus Christ. And most people have no idea. There's one person in my congregation who saw me and do pray with people, and the people were healed, and he said, you know what? I'm no better than Father Tom. I'm no worse. I want the same thing. And now he's on the phone in Brazil and all over Portuguese countries praying for the sick and many of them getting better. You see, it's for everybody, but everybody don't use the gift that God's given them. They say, well, I received the baptism of the Spirit. Well, what are you doing about it? Who are you converting by preaching the word of God? How many people are healed through your ministry? You say, well, I'm not a priest. Well, you know what? It's not only for the priests. The priests have no idea that God wants them to heal the sick and cast out demons. They have no idea. Most people have no idea. There are some that do. Oh, yes. There are some that do. But most of them have no idea. You know what I say? Most priests have been ordained to play tackle football, but they are equipped with a badminton uniform. You get it? A badminton uniform, shorts and a little racket. You know, you're not going to do very well in tackle football like this. I'm not into watching too much football, but I do know this. If I'm going to continue what God wants me to do, I better have on the right equipment. I better have on the helmet of salvation and the breastplate of righteousness and the boots to proclaim the word of God and the sword of the Spirit. I tell you, we need people that are going to do the signs and the wonders that Jesus promised. As I said yesterday, we read from the gospel. Jesus said, people who believe in me will do the same thing that I do and greater still because I go to the Father. And that's what I ask the people. When have you done the same things that Jesus did? Before you can do things greater, you have to do the same. And you know, Catholics just think that their experience is to pay, pray, and obey. No, your experience is to pay, pray, and obey, and to reach out to people and bring them to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ by praying for the sick. We see that this city renounced and rejected Paul and Barnabas. But when they healed the man that was crippled, you know, it was then the ability to preach the gospel in such a way that they were not the gods, but that there was one God, and that this God sent his Son, and that his Son was crucified, died, and was buried, and on the third day rose from the dead. And before they leave this place, Paul ordains elders in the church so that the word of God will be carried on, and the celebration of the Eucharist will be carried on after they leave, because Paul cannot be all places at all times. So he chooses men in the church and prayed with them and fasted and commended them to the Lord Jesus in whom they believed. And after that, they had passed through Pisidia and came to Pamphylia. And when they had preached the word in Perga, they went to Attalia and thence sailed to Antioch, from whence they had been recommended to the grace of God for work which they fulfilled. And when they were come and had gathered the church together, they rehearsed all that God had done with them. In other words, when they were in Antioch, they started to proclaim all the things God had done. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. You see, it makes you excited that Jesus is a king. Jesus is the Lord. And Jesus is still working through people and working for people and healing the sick. It says that they gathered the people together and began to speak all the things that God had done with them and how he had opened the door of faith even to the Gentiles. This is exciting. This is exciting. You know, how many exciting things do we have? We had a lady who came to us on Saturday who has cancer in the brain, and we prayed, and she said, you know, Father, every day I kick out Satan. He's got no power in my head. I bind him, and I cast him into the pit of hell, and I believe that God himself will heal me. Hallelujah, I said. Isn't that wonderful? She had great faith. Great and awesome faith. I said, show me the place where the tumor is growing in your head. She showed me, and we prayed again. It's wonderful when people come back and tell you what's happened as a result of your prayer. A couple of weeks ago, I prayed with Danny Floyd, who has a lung problem. And the reason why he has a lung problem was during 9/11, he was a fireman in that building or around that building, and he had taken into a lot of the soot into his lungs, and therefore his lungs are weak. So I prayed with him, you know, put my hands where I needed to put my hands, and as I prayed with him, he says, I feel the Holy Spirit. He says, your hands are as hot as irons. I said, well, touch my hands. They were cold, just as they are now. He says, but I feel the Holy Spirit. He says, it's wonderful. I said, it's wonderful. Hallelujah. And he comes back and says, you know what, Father? I'm walking to church every day now. My lungs are giving me no problem. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful that God knows how to do these things? But if I didn't stop and pray with him that day, it wouldn't have happened. It wouldn't have happened. You might say, who do you think you are? I'm nobody. But the Lord told us to lay hands upon the sick and the people would be healed. That's what he told us. The only thing we can do is lay hands and believe. We can't do anything else. I can't heal the sick. I can't heal myself. But we are called to pray for the sick. We are called to pray for the sick. It's as simple as that. And most people have no idea that they are called to pray for the sick. Pray, and obey. No. Pay, pray, and obey, and do the works of God. Yes, do the works of God. Isn't this wonderful? I want to read this again because it makes me happy. They rehearsed all that God had done with them and how he had opened the door of faith unto the Gentiles. And there they abode a long time with the disciples. Why did they stay a long time? Because they want to make sure that what God has begun gets stronger. You know, it's, someone can have an experience at the first part of their life and then drop Jesus. You need ongoing ministry, ongoing teaching, ongoing love, ongoing seeing the power of God. You know, most people, as I said, don't have any idea that they are called to do the works of Jesus and greater still. Okay, Paul and Barnabas part company. This is the 15th chapter of Acts of the Apostles, verse 36. Some days after Paul said unto Barnabas, let us go again and visit our brethren in every city. Why? Because he wants to make sure that the word of God, which was delivered to them, is growing and not dying. Let us go and visit the brethren in every city where we have preached the word of the Lord and see how the people are doing. And Barnabas determined to take with him John, whose surname was Mark, John Mark. Barnabas wanted to take John Mark. But Paul thought not good to take John Mark with them, who departed from them from Pamphylia and went not with them to the work. And the contention was so sharp between them that they departed asunder one after the other. And so Barnabas took John Mark and sailed to Cyprus. You see, even the early church had division. Paul did not want John Mark to come along with them. So Paul said, no, I don't want that guy. For whatever reason, I don't understand what it was. Maybe he just didn't fit Paul's idea of being a disciple. I don't know, but he said, I'm not going with that guy. So Barnabas took John Mark and sailed unto Cyprus. And Paul chose, after Barnabas, Silas, and departed, being recommended by the brethren to the grace of God. And he sent through Syria and Cilicia, confirming the churches. In other words, he goes back to the churches where he preached, make sure that the people are running the race and doing it well. And that's something that, you know, we need to do. It's not only getting people filled with the baptism of the Spirit, it's that people also know that they should be praying and that they should be reading the scriptures and that they should be believing for greater things. Paul wants to check his communities. He said that he had great anxiety over the communities. So he and Silas now go back to all these places where they preached the word of God and where people heard the word of God. And he wants to make sure that they are growing in grace. As John DeBrine says in the morning, grow in grace or groan in disgrace. It's real. Grow in grace or groan in disgrace. Paul wants to make sure that the people that he preached to are growing in grace and the love of God. Are you growing in grace and the love of God? Do you know that God calls you to do signs and wonders and miracles? Do you know that you have been chosen by the living God to touch people in their brokenness? Do you know that? Do you know that you don't wait for the priest? The priest celebrates the Eucharist, but you are there to receive the Eucharist so that you can go out and do the works of God. Yes, and you'll never know until you begin to lay hands upon the sick. People ask me, how did you know you had the gift of healing? I said, I don't know, but I prayed over heads, my hand prayed over many heads until it felt like, this is an exaggeration, that the skin was coming off the hands. That's how you find out you've got the gift of healing, by praying with people and not being afraid to pray with people. You say, but I don't know how. Well, you know what? You know how to do a lot of other things. You just step out in faith and do it in the name of Jesus. By the power of the precious blood, raise up people that are going to pray for the sick, that are going to pray for those that are down and out. Raise up people that are going to touch other people. This week when we went out to feed the poor, a young woman came to me and she is pregnant. So I prayed for her and I prayed that she would have a safe delivery and that she would continue to carry her beautiful baby. I tell you, it's God's work that we're doing. It's not our work. It's God's work, and He knows how to bring people to us. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived by the Holy Spirit, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done unto me according to your word. And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory is the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.